This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again from the palatial enclave that is the truthaboutguns.com by the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So, New York Times got out there, and they are a little, were they having like a point counterpoint with themselves, where they were the same one having the just switching seats, saying yeah, but this, oh yes, but of course, but then in contrast, there's this. I mean, it sort of sounds like that.
They kind of are. They make all kinds of wonderful points supporting gun ownership in the United States, but it's mostly in the process of a pearl clutching exercise where they're decrying America's toxic gun culture. And specifically, of course, the AR-15 rifle, which they're just appalled that so many people own. And they make some interesting points about it. It's that, in the 18 years since the end of the federal assault weapons ban, the country's been flooded with an estimated 25 million AR-15 style semi-automatic rifles. And it's the AR-15 has become a potent talisman for right-wing politicians and many of their voters. You know, what they fail to mention here is that the AR-15 was never very popular until the 94 assault weapons ban. Nothing makes an American want to buy something more than telling him he can't have it.
Right.
So when the Congress and Bill Clinton, in their infinite wisdom, decided to outlaw the AR-15 and AKs and things like that, people bought them left and right. And as soon as the 10-year sunset period came up and the ban went away, that became America's new favorite semi-automatic rifle, of any kind. Never mind the fact that it's a great design, it's infinitely customizable, it's great for people, small frame people, large people, all kinds of people to shoot, all kinds of reasons, hunting, sporting purposes, whatever. It's the everything rifle. But when you tell somebody that you can't have it, that's when Americans want it. And they have been demonizing the AR-15 rifle ever since. But you're right. The Times editors in this editorial here are basically arguing with themselves, and they talk about all these horrible aspects of that. But then they conclude that Americans are going to have to live with a lot of guns for a very long time. They're already 450 million guns in circulation, including 25 million semi-automatic military-style rifles. Calls for confiscating them or even calls for another assault weapons ban are well-intentioned, and here we go, and completely unrealistic. When you've lost the New York Times on a gun control bill or idea as big as an assault weapons ban, you know it's true, well and truly dead. Of course, while they hate the Second Amendment, they've also, they're also coming out here against many aspects of the First Amendment, because they call also in this editorial for federal action governing how gun companies can market their products, basically restricting their First Amendment rights. States and federal government should also pass far tougher regulations in the gun industry, particularly through restrictions on the marketing of guns, which have helped supercharge the cult of the AR-15. New York, and they then hold up New York's new law, which allows anybody to sue a gun company, is a great model for that.
Well, some of the things they say, like 30% of gun owners have owned an AR-15. Where did they get that number?
They linked to and cited the William English study from Georgetown University.
And do you put any credence in that particular study?
I think we do. I haven't seen anybody able to tear down his numbers. That was the biggest survey of gun owners in America to date. That's the one that determined there are about 1.6 million defensive gun uses in the country every year, about 81 million gun owners, and as you say, about 30 million people own or have owned an AR-15 rifle.
But the title of their op-ed is America's Toxic Gun Culture.
Yes, well, as far as our friends on 41st Street are concerned, anyone who owns any legal gun owner is part of a toxic culture, and they've got to be, there's something just by definition wrong with them, and you know it nauseates them, and that those are people that are day class A and are to be shunned.
So, I guess the question here when we're talking to these guys who are, first of all, they're not policymakers. They don't even exist in that world of political reality, right? They just get to get out there and muse out loud. They want to prevent anybody under 21 from buying a semi-automatic weapon. I guess that's what they're advocating for. That's what they're calling for anyway. And erasing the 10-year sunset of the background check provision. Is that in play already?
I don't even know what they mean by that. I read that myself. I read that too. What is the background check provision that is sunsetted?
Well, I don't know.
I think what they mean.
It came about at the same time as the assault weapon ban. Do they think that?
I think maybe that's a misprint or an error, and they're talking about the 10-year sunset of the assault weapons ban, which of course has been sunsetted back in the second Bush administration. So I think maybe that's what they were referring to, but I wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, but you can't erase that. You can't erase that provision now.
You can't. You have to enact a new one.
So are they saying then, I guess it's okay if I, as a 19-year-old, go out and buy a pump shotgun with a 5-round magazine on it and that's okay for me to own when ostensibly every time I pull the trigger on that, I'm sending 8 36 caliber rounds downrange. In close quarters, that's a very, amongst humans, that's very deadly. I mean, that's how the Aurora shooter killed most of his people, was with his shotgun, right? He didn't kill nearly as many with his AR as he did with his shotgun.
Well, I'm sure if they had their druthers, they'd outlaw all gun ownership.
Oh, yes, well, of course.
21. But maybe this is a
the first increment.
Maybe this is a silent capitulation to the fact that under Bruin, they're not going to be able to do that.
They also say states should also be compelled to pass tougher red flag laws to take guns out of the hands of the suicidal or potentially violent people, and mandatory gun liability insurance, which nobody writes.
Which nobody writes, nobody offers, nobody buys. And mandating both of those things is unconstitutional by any measure and would never stand up in the courts. So good luck. Again, it's just a wish list item that the Times and their friends in the gun control industry have been yakking about for decades.
All right. This is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Prevision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision. aeroprevision.com, not aeroprevision. Gosh, this is the drama of live radio. And joining me once again for more drama is the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. I don't know if I saw this at the truthaboutguns.com or not, but I saw where somebody was commenting that anytime there's something in the law that allows for gun ownership, gun-grabbing politicians refer to this as a loophole, which segues really nice into the Connecticut governor, Ned Lamont, because he's found a loophole.
Yeah, he's found a new one.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we've had the gun show loophole for a long time. We have the boyfriend loophole.
The Charleston loophole.
The Charleston loophole. And now we have the, I don't know if we call this the AR-15 loophole.
The grandfather loophole.
Yeah. What happened, of course, is after Sandy Hook, the state of Connecticut banned AR-15 sales in the Nutmeg State, but they grandfathered in ownership. They weren't going to confiscate the guns of anyone who currently owned them because they couldn't have passed the assault weapons ban, sales ban there, had they done that. And the politicians were realistic enough to know that. Well, apparently the current governor, Ned Lamont, thinks enough time has passed that he can get that done. But a lot of politicians in Connecticut are doubtful. Anyway, he's running for re-election. He had a debate against his Republican challenger, and he said that this is a grandfather loophole that allows these deadly weapons to be owned by people in Connecticut. He said, you're not serious about crime unless you're serious about guns. Getting those illegal guns off the street, getting those AR-15 or other assault weapons off the street. He said they should not be allowed in the state of Connecticut. He said, I think they're killers. We found out they're cop killers. I think they're incredibly dangerous in our community, and you're not serious about crime if you leave them on the street. He said, I think it's a loophole that makes our society here in Connecticut a little less safe. So, again, it's incrementalism. We've seen it time and time again. You know, they say, no one's coming after your guns. No one wants to take away your guns. We just want common sense gun safety laws to protect everyone. And they nibble around the edges. And then something horrible happens, excuse me, like Sandy Hook, and they outlaw the gun sales, the AR-15 sales. But they said, don't worry, if you already own them, we don't want to take away your guns. And now enough time has passed that they think that they can't take away your guns, or at least the governor does.
Well, first of all, I'm not shocked. Why would I be shocked at this? It's because they knew when they passed that, don't you think? Do you think that they know that gun control doesn't work? Do you think when the Democrats are pushing it, because it's mostly Democrats, unless it's Senate Republicans that want to get in on the bandwagon here lately, but in the past, mostly it's always been Democrats. Do you think they know that gun control doesn't actually work?
I think they do. I think somewhere deep down inside, they know darn well it doesn't work, but it plays well with the people back home, and it looks good on campaign mailers. It sounds good in debates, and it looks good on the signs that their supporters hold up behind them when they have press opportunities and press conferences. And if you're a Democrat, you pretty much, by definition, have to be for gun control.
Right.
I mean, it's a prerequisite. There are issues on both sides of the aisle that you have to be either for or against if you're going to be successful running for office. And on the Democrat side, you have to be for gun control. I don't think anybody's under any illusion that gun control does anything. Going back to our friends at the New York Times, after the assault weapons ban, the 94 assault weapons ban sunsetted, they wrote an interesting piece called The Assault Weapon Myth. And it said, you know what? The assault weapons ban didn't do a damn thing. There's no evidence that it reduced crime in America. First of all, a tiny percentage of crime is committed with rifles of any kind, an even smaller percentage is committed with semi-automatic rifles like an AR-15 or an AK, and the assault weapons ban did virtually nothing to stop or reduce crime in the United States. Now, occasionally, sadly, unfortunately, some very high-profile crimes have been committed with the AR-15. So that's what motivates a lot of these people, the government of Connecticut among them, I'm sure, to raise the specter of outlawing them altogether and confiscating them.
Virginia Tech didn't happen with an AR-15.
No, there's all kinds of mass shootings that didn't happen with AR-15. Most of them, in fact, are not done with AR-15. Not that that makes any difference.
No, it doesn't make any difference to them. But I mean, here's the thing: they're never willing to go and do something about the core issue, which in a lot of cases with rampage killers, you would think we could start with mental health. We could start with hardening the targets.
Absolutely true, but those are difficult solutions. Those are in some cases expensive and require all sorts of solutions that are much more difficult to legislate and put into effect than saying, let's ban the AR-15 and problem solved.
Well,
we're all safe now.
So, like, if we stop sending money to the Ukraine, which I think we should stop sending money to the Ukraine, how much do you think it would cost to actually shore up the mental health provider system that we have in the United States, which has contracted big time? How much? It couldn't take that much. Right.
That is in my area of expertise, and I'm not crazy enough to assume that if tomorrow we stop writing checks to Ukraine, that money would then somehow be diverted to other more important causes here at home.
Well, they'd probably go to green energy is what it'd go to, which is also another.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Not aware of that.
Interesting little incrementalism on the part of the governor of Connecticut. And, I wish they would just come right out and say, well, we're going to do this today until enough time has passed where you'll let me do more later.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of winter storms is impacting millions of Americans. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of weather alert Monday. So far, these storms have led to more than 100 flight cancellations and over 2,600 delays. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is joining the White House press briefing Monday to provide more details about the U.S.-Africa summit this week.
Tomorrow marks the start of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, a three-day summit hosted by President Biden that will highlight how the United States and African nations are strengthening our partnerships to advance shared priorities.
Stocks are closing higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 528 points, the S&P rose 56, and the NASDAQ added 139 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AeroPrecision.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecision.com. USA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and we get this. This is a, the president, he's quite the negotiator, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly seems to be. He drives a hard, hard bargain.
Yeah. So we had a prisoner swap where we swapped for an America hating basketball player who went. Am I supposed to believe that she went to Russia accidentally with vaping, with THC laced vaping juice? Am I supposed to believe that?
Well, apparently she admitted that she had put cannabis vaping cartridges in her luggage. She said she was quote unquote stress packing, in advance of her trip to Moscow. I think it was to Moscow. And threw those in her luggage, which is an incredibly stupid thing to do. She said it was inadvertent. A lot of people doubt that, but who knows? Anyway, whatever happened, they were there. She admitted to that. And she was sentenced, I think, to 9 years in prison.
Yeah.
The administration said they were going to work day and night to get her out. And what that really meant was they were going to enlist the help of the Saudis, the same Saudis who the president, when he was campaigning 2020, called a pariah state and said he was going to isolate and basically, you know, didn't want to do have anything to do with them. I mean, he had them broker a deal with the gangsters who run Russia to get her out, and in exchange, he released, he pardoned and released the world's most notorious gun dealer, one of the most dangerous men on the planet, who had sold hundreds of thousands of weapons to African warlords, fueling wars and civil wars in Africa. And he also sold wars to our guns and other weapons to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So this man sold weapons that wound up killing Americans in Afghanistan and other places. But what was maybe even more interesting was were the optics of all this, because the other night, I think it was Thursday night, Biden attended a vigil for all violence, all victims of gun violence in Washington, D.C. It's an annual thing that's put on by the Newtown Action Council, a gun control group. It's called the National Vigil for All Victims of Gun Violence. So Biden's there shaking his little fist and yelling about assault weapons and calling for another assault weapons ban and what a horrible thing gun violence is. And then literally at the same time, he's freeing one of the most dangerous men on the planet, an arms dealer, someone who sold millions of guns to some of the worst people in the world. In order to bring an American home. Now, I don't know what her politics are. If there's any American in a Russian jail, I think that person ought to be brought home, whatever his or her views are of America. The only problem is there's another American in a Russian jail, an ex-Marine, who Biden didn't get out of there. Apparently, a basketball star, a prominent basketball star, is much more of a priority for him than an ex-Marine who was jailed on what most consider to be trumped-up charges of espionage.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. When I saw that, see, my first thought would have been this. First of all, I never thought that I would see somebody top the Bo Bergdahl deal that Obama made.
Yeah.
I never thought I would see that. Of course, his vice president doing it doesn't surprise me that he'd figure out a way, well, you know, I gotta look better. I gotta look bigger. I gotta look this. I gotta look that. Having said that, my first thought would be, you know, I don't think Trump would have swapped anybody for him. I think Trump would have made a phone call and tried to get her back. He did that with ASAP Rocky, wherever he was at the time. He got him back without having to give up anybody that was in a, you know, in Guantanamo Bay or something that had been found guilty of selling weapons that were killing Americans in the battlefield.
Yeah, I don't know what Trump would or wouldn't have done, but all I know is what Biden did do, and a president who does nothing but inveigh against Second Amendment rights and the right of Americans, law-abiding Americans to own legal firearms, thinks nothing of turning loose one of the world's biggest illegal gun salesmen, who's responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths, all over the world. If there's a more perfect definition of hypocrisy, I'm not sure what it is.
Me either. But then again, hypocrisy is gun control, isn't it?
Hypocrisy is gun control, and hypocrisy is politicians. I wrote about this as well, and I said, the business of politics and politicians, whichever party it is kissing babies, lying on the campaign stump, and peeing on the public's leg while claiming it's raining, and then promising to do something about the weather through passing legislation. That's really what they do.
I thought that was very poetic. I saw that. I was like, that's so poetic.
they're all prevaricating liars. Sometimes some of them pull something off like this stunt that makes your jaw hit the ground harder than it does, pretty much any other day of the year.
Well, yeah. And then you wonder, this is what we knew about. This is what we knew about as well. Because they put that out there like they had done. Did you see the picture of them when they were supposedly on the phone with Brittany?
I did not. Is Biden on the phone with her?
Biden is on the phone. One of Griner's relatives is on the is there. Kamala Harris is there, and the Secretary of State is there. And I'm just wondering, was there something not better to be done in the United States on that particular day than to make this phone call to free this woman who has, I really wonder how much she's going to earn this freedom that she just got gifted to her.
Well, maybe she'll be more careful in her packing habits going forward, especially on international trips.
Well, I mean, she's such an important person in America. I would have thought that she would have gotten that already. I'm sure she has traveled abroad before, because they have to travel abroad in order to show how great the WNBA is. Listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. That is where you will find the fastest breaking news. And this is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and when we were setting up for this and everything, and I was talking about the, you know, we were talking about this hypocrisy, I brought something to Dan's attention that I'm very interested to see what you're going to do with this, because I've been talking about this a little bit. In Canada, they're beefing up their state-assisted suicide program, even while they ban and restrict and freeze handgun sales. And there's other things going on along with that as well. But it appears that in Canada, whereas one of the things they say that is, you know, if we would just stop this handgun thing, we'll stop all crime and we'll stop suicide. But if you're a military veteran and you're having trouble sleeping at night, maybe we'll help you kill yourself. Which is essentially, they've also expanded medically assisted suicide to include mental health patients, Dan. Aren't we sort of drifting into the Soylent Green territory right now?
It is kind of like that. It sounds that way. I mean, it's strange that they, on the one hand, they're fighting against suicide. That's one of the ostensible reasons that they're banning the sale of handguns, and the transfer of handguns, in order to cut down on suicides. While on the other side of the coin, they're beefing up their state assisted suicide program to make it easier for people to commit suicide. So it's almost as if suicide's okay if the state does it, but not if you do it on your own.
See, when they're talking about banning handguns in Canada, since we know where the actual quote unquote gun violence, what actually occurs in that, where more than 2/3 of that is suicide, would you presume that they're trying to inhibit suicide by doing that?
Well, I guess. I mean, if assuming that the percentage is the same north of the border to the south, and about 2/3 of gun deaths down here are suicides. I assume it's about the same up there. It's a convenient justification to use for any gun control law, which of course they call gun safety law, which of course is really a way to limit civilian gun ownership.
Right.
But they can always say, oh, look, we want to save people's lives and we want to cut down on suicides. Too easy for people to just pick up a gun and kill themselves. Well, but at the same time, they're making it easier for people to kill themselves. As long as they could do it through proper channels, quote unquote, and do it go through the state. So there seems to be a double standard at play here.
Now, in California, they have the 10-day cooling off period when you buy a gun, right?
Correct.
So is that supposed to head off if I'm in a murderous rage and I've decided to kill someone, or I'm in a suicidal funk and I've decided to kill myself? When I go buy, now, if I'm in a suicidal funk and I go buy the gun, and then they're like, it'll be 10 days before you can actually pick it up, what do you think I'm likely to do? Am I going to just sit there and look at my calendar and go, okay, well, I was actually not planning on doing anything 10 days from now, but I guess I'll push it back?
Not likely. It depends what your motivation is. But, yeah, you're right. It's supposed to be a cooling off period. It's supposed to let cooler heads prevail and let yourself calm down. You know, if you were just running out to buy a gun and going to do something horrible with it to somebody else or to yourself, the whole idea was to keep that from happening. Of course, you know, they never talk about the women who want to buy a gun and need to protect themselves against an abusive spouse or partner or something like that and need a gun right now.
Right.
And they have to wait 10 days in order to do that. But you're right. I mean, that's of course what the state says, and that's what they said the 10-day waiting period is for.
Now, Brill Cream Newsom has just signed into law a provision in California where they already had medically assisted suicide, which it's amazing how many states actually have a law making it okay to kill yourself. And one of the things that I've neglected to point out in this thing happening in Canada, for example, and I'd love to find out what it means in California as well. In Canada, a lot of the medical assisted suicides are due to the fact that they can't get medical treatment. They have a treatable malady, but they fail to get treatment for it within the Canadian healthcare system.
So socialized medicine is not known for its customer service.
Yes. So when that customer service fail happens, then they just, as a matter of fact, they just did some sort of a fashion ad campaign that was on TV where the model was actually preaching about her suicide that was coming up, and by the time it actually aired, she was dead.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And
I had not heard
about
that.
Now they're using it. Now they're using it for ad revenue and everything else as well. And you know, to make this point. So in California, and they've expanded it to include mental health in Canada. Now in California, which, and in a lot of states, they have medically assisted suicide. And California, it used to be that if you decided you wanted to end your life, you had to wait 15 days. Right? Which, you got to wait 10 days to get a gun to kill yourself if that's what you're going to do with it, right? Or you can let the state do it in 15. And there's almost some sort of twisted, convoluted logic to that because you're waiting on that, right? Except now they just changed the law to where now once you apply for it, you can do it in 48 hours. But the 10-day wait on the pistol buying is still in place.
I had not heard that. So they want to make sure that you have to wait 10 days if you're suicidal, if you want. Got to wait 10 days to do it if you want to do it yourself, but if you want to do it through the state, you can get it done in 48 hours.
Well, that's the justification. It's the justification. Well, listen, if you're going to go out and kill yourself, you know, we want you to think about that for 10 days before you get your gun, which, you know, I don't know how they pass that off as a actual thing, because, like I said, if I was suicidal and I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to do it with a gun today. I'm tired of living. And I go and I buy a gun, and they're like, what, I can't get it for 10 days? Then I'm going to be looking for a tall building or a train or, you know, I'm going to get some rope or something, find some pills, because I'm not interested in the means. I just don't want to live anymore.
If you're motivated, if you're suicidal and motivated, there are lots of ways to do it.
Yeah.
That don't require a gun.
Yeah.
And people do that all the time.
All the time. Ask them about how that works out in Asia. In Asia, it works out. I mean, in Asia, they should probably outlaw shoelaces and cords and woods. They probably won't do it in Japan, but anyway. I just thought you might find that interesting in that, on the one hand, it's okay for you to not seek treatment, to not seek mental health treatment, and to just kill yourself if you let the state do it for you. While on the other hand, if you want to defend yourself, which is a, you know, that's a pre-existing right to our birth. It doesn't matter where we live. And, you know, in a lot of cases, except for a very small Polaroid snapshot in our lives, the gun is going to be the best way we can possibly do it because the predators are not going to be coming after people that are stronger than them hand to hand.
Generally not.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I just thought that I, now that I've turned that over to you, I can't see wait to see what you do with it.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'll have to dig up the facts on that for sure, and I will run something.
I've got something on some of this. I'll send some of this stuff to you. I'll find
it. I appreciate it.
In any event, we got hour number three inbound. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, there was a time not too long ago in the history of this show when this could have been called Truth About Guns Radio. Because I just went so all the time there to find out what was happening in the gun culture, because they really are the ones that are breaking the news in the gun culture faster than anybody else out there today. And that's day in and day out. So thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.